Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, April 30th. And to the left again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I actually have some things to read. Okay. Bahamas Red Cross Society Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. The theme this year is Heroes Amongst Us. The venue today is Red Cross Society headquarters. This is going to be happening on May 11th, 2024. It's going to be at 6 a.m. And they're charging $30 for the donation, actually, for that. It's $30 donation. Anyway, they have a route. The route goes north from the headquarters Kennedy Drive to the roundabout, west around the roundabout to John F. Kennedy Drive to Lakeview Memorial Gardens. From Lakeview Memorial Gardens north on Bahama, that's a good walk, north on Bahama Boulevard to the main Bahama roundabout, south on Bahama Boulevard to John F. Kennedy Drive, northeast on John F. Kennedy Drive to the Red Cross headquarters. Of course, if you want to register, you can register online. It's going to register at the Four Seasons racemanagement.com. That's four, F-O-U-R, season with an S, racemanagement.com. Or you can always register in person at the Red Cross headquarters. And this is going to be actually May 11th, 2024.
You going to let me push you?
No, I can walk myself. And God bless me with healthy leg-ish.
You can push me?
I mean, if you want, you have your own wheelchair.
I mean, I have only one foot.
Yeah, but
I'll find out the wheelchair.
Yeah, it's not a bad route. I like this route, and it's for a good cause. It's a Red Cross. Anything with Red Cross, I plan to support. Okay, I got a budget of my $30. I wonder if I could give in any shirt. I need to read shirt on this. I like free things, you know. I can pay my $30.
You could get healthy for free.
Yeah.
I mean, for $30, but the extra healthy part is for free.
Yeah.
Free things.
But health fair means that they could do that free. The doctors.
Also, they're going to have screenings. You have an opportunity to talk to us.
Yeah.
Blood pressure, cholesterol, things like that.
Yeah. So, and the money, it's hurricane season. So, anything during hurricane season, during
the Red Cross,
I can support because the Red Cross has come out and help us. So, anyway, it's going to be May 11th, 2024. It's going to be 6 a.m. And, of course, again, the donation is $30.
And that's a Saturday morning, right? Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Start,
at the Red Cross headquarters on that John F. Kennedy Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, listen, what you doing, since we're going to do that, what you doing tonight?
What do you mean, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, what you doing tonight?
Today is what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
I could be home with my wife.
You don't want to come to the Hannah Hasty Times?
I can be home with my wife.
The Hannah Hasty Times Family Association General Meeting is tonight.
This is how divorce happens.
Bring her. Don't come by yourself. Bring her.
Yeah.
Bring her and then leave her in the car with the keys and $20.
She can just spend my money.
I mean, that's the plan. Yeah. But you could be at the meeting. And everybody will
what
be happy.
What time is your meeting?
6 p.m. at St. John's College.
And is the Hannah Hasty Times them big people again?
Yeah. Your people. But guess what? You don't have to. I could send you the Zoom link.
There's a Zoom link?
Yes.
That sounds doable.
So for people who are not in the country or who have to be at home with their wives, like you good husbands, you could catch up to the meeting. Get the details, registration, deadline. I think it's going to be extended a little bit. So people have a little bit more time. But tune in, come out to St. John's, make sure you have all the details. You can ask all the questions that you want.
What type of questions? What's this meeting about?
It's
this particular meeting.
This particular meeting, we are disseminating again the details for this year's family reunion.
Okay.
Guess who else I expect to see at the family reunion
Who we expect to see
this year?
Go ahead.
Reverend Dr. Cleveland Enos III.
He's not a reverend doctor. He's a real doctor.
He's a reverend and a doctor. That's what I mean. He's a reverend and a doctor.
You know, they have that reverend doctor, but he ain't really PhD doctor.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that type. I mean the Hannah E. Tynes type, where you could be a Renaissance man and have all kind of expertise under your name. For real.
And that being said, we transition to our show. Of course, today is Tuesday. That means we start our series. We continue our series.
Yes.
Our series with our critical, what do you call it again? Theologist, Aaron?
Yes, critical theology specialist.
Yes, from what the church name is. Just new now.
The Coptic Church of the Black Messiah.
Yes. So I have a topic that we're going to discuss today because we're talking about revelations. We're talking about the specific.
Oh, I thought you was going to reveal lotto numbers.
Well, maybe that. I have that planned for the next show, lotto numbers and how he can give me the secret.
And who can win the reveal. Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Before then, I got a text that you're supposed to give a shout out to somebody.
Oh.
Just do that before you forget.
Yes, absolutely.
Because when I start.
I want to say good morning. Shout out to Jamal. Jamal is my friend Judy's son, my friend Judy from Salvation Army. I want to say good morning, Jamal. It's been a long time. Shout out to you. When you see me in the road, hail man, call my cousin. Say, I ain't seen you in a long time. To Jamal and Judy, we say good morning. To the whole Salvation Army family, we say good morning. I hope you all having a great day.
Good. So let's get into our show.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me do my pre-text. I ain't going to bring in Reverend Cleveland Enos III yet.
Okay, I won't speak.
No, I'm talking direct to you.
Oh, okay, I can speak. Okay.
Now, we have a history of being brought up inside the church.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my Christianity is knowing that one day there'll be a judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
One day there'll be a judgment day and my Christ shall return. I'm sure that similar faith that you grew up with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our Christ, but same thing.
It's my Christ. You know, you sure it's our?
But what I'm saying is you grew up with your, right? And I grew up with our.
It's my Christ. You say our Christ, but I say it's my Christ.
Yeah.
Right? He came to save me. If y'all don't want to get saved, that's your business.
Our Christ coming to save us. That's not to be bothered with right now. He come in to save all of us. Whether all of us will be saved is another question.
Yes. And in the book of Revelation, they give details about that day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That day when the Son of Man will come back down the same way he ascended up to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With the full glory and angels, loud shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I'm not sure what that means, right? But as I read, right? Because, you know, I start being a critical theologist myself and applying different religious concepts to my Christian
juxtaposing them to my
Pentecostal belief, mm-hmm. my Pentecostal religion, right? Where there is a sect of people who believe that we're not going to heaven. And I said, what you mean I ain't going to heaven? The Bible says when I die and the dead in Christ shall rise first, I shall be lifted up and be taken to heaven. And all the rest of you all on down here, Aaron Gaburn.
I mean, what they told me is we have to wait for the 9A.
The bus?
Yeah.
That's come late. You can get left if you wait on the line A. I just say that's come late, Aaron. Stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read a text. It's more sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're dealing with these Anunnaki talk. And I've been mentioning Anunnaki for a while because there are a number of woke people, especially black people, who are now embracing this Anunnaki talk, say that Anunnaki is real.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Anunnaki, Nerubu, you ever heard that word?
Nerubu?
Yes. So some kind of planet beyond Pluto is coming to Earth. They believe that, Aaron. I just have to smile. They believe that the Anunnaki is coming back to Earth.
I mean, they believed there were nine planets. What if they just didn't realize that it wasn't Pluto? It's actually Nerubu that's the ninth planet.
See where you're going?
Not to heaven.
I see that. I've been trying to hint it and trying to get you saved so you can be in heaven with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a challenge. But I can still pray for you because she's my girl and you're cousin. And I just remember gnawing the ark and when you all started knocking on the door afterwards when the door shut and I don't want the door shut.
You was inside the when I was knocking, you was inside the door?
My ancestors was there.
Okay. I'd be mad if you were there and you didn't open the door.
The door couldn't open. They said the Lord shut it and didn't allow no one else to come in.
That's why I put them mosquitoes in there.
Yeah, that's yawn.
Me. So, I couldn't get through the eye and even the mosquitoes did.
I heard a concept that says that mankind was not their creation story is different. which said mankind was created by this Anunnaki group. Mm-hmm. And this Anunnaki group is returning. And it's returning in a big spaceship. Mm-hmm. That the Anunnaki will come with a big ship that Jesus himself, when he ascended, he went Enoch. When that book of Enoch, mm-hmm. right? When he looked and described the heavens and described the earth, it sounded as if he was on a big spaceship. Very sci-fi-ish, right? And I'm old school. I'm not sure if I believe that. I believe in a floating god, like a giant awful god mm-hmm. on a fiery chariot with horses. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the sky, not no spaceship.
Rastaman said you have to overstand. I believe that's what Enoch was doing. I'm just saying it's not a sci-fi. Rastaman don't believe in sci-fi. But he know you have to overstand to understand the why.
So this is when I bring the great reverend in. I'm going to ask him about the Coptic Church or the Black Messiah, if they have any reference of it to save us. Right? The 3,000
was? 144,000.
Thank you very much. 140,000.
They almost got you there. Okay?
What?
Don't be in 147,000.
I just won't be in the number.
Right, but that's 144,000.
Yes.
When they hit 139,000,
you start to get scared.
Push to the front.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to speak to Cleveland Ineas, right? Rapture. Will there be a rapture? Because my concept of Christianity, there will definitely be a rapture. Mm-hmm. Dead people will come mm-hmm. up. And hopefully Aaron and I will be included in that twinkling of the eye and be gone and leave certain set of people mm-hmm. who don't believe in the Christ, like how I believe in the Christ. They have their different religion down here. Mm-hmm. Does, when you're doing your critical theology analysis, does it mention a rapture?
So first of all, good morning to our listeners here in the Bahamas and around the world. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Ineas the Fahun Anku Sara. I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in Nassau, Bahamas. And we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma, our Basesh, who, Cecil, yes, we do talk about this rapture, right? First of all, the word rapture is found nowhere in the Bible. Let's start there.
Okay, maybe it's another wording there, but definitely there's going to be a rapture.
So when we look at when they say the Messiah was crucified, right? In the book of Matthew, chapter 27, and they say Jesus in Matthew 27 and 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, torn in two, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. See, I've been in these plays when I was in, church growing up, and we did, and even the crucifixion, but we never did this part of the play. This never entered into our play. Maybe it's other churches, right? This idea of people coming out of graves, according to scripture, already happened. All right? Matthew 27 and 52 says, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now that's troubling for me, because when you go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, all these people who were already dead and came out the grave should still be walking around. According to Hebrews chapter 9 and 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, so that would have been there one time, but after this, the judgment. So they who would have come out of their graves after they say the Messiah resurrected, he was crucified and resurrected, these people should still be walking around because they were only appointed once to die. All right? Now, you're talking about a rapture, this idea that people are going to be floating up in the sky and meeting the Christ in the air.
In the air. I have the song. Right. The Negro Strip Spiritual.
Right. Now, this idea of the Messiah coming down, they say it comes from the book of Acts, where they say he floated up and he's going to basically come the way that he left. The Holy Coptic Church, we're not into spookism. Okay? Any man without the proper apparatus to go beyond a certain point in the atmosphere, there's no, and you're going to die, essentially, right? When the Messiah was being prophesied before the New Testament, they didn't say he was coming out of the sky. Mm-hmm. They said he was going to be born. Okay? They talk about this Emmanuel, and we know it's not the same, but just based on what people have taught, they say that the prophecy was that he would be born. Mm-hmm. In Matthew, they say Mary is impregnated, they say, by the Holy Ghost. We know that this had to be a physical being because Mary has no Y chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, there is such a thing as parthenogenesis, where women are able to reproduce. But if they do that without a man, because they do have a gland that they can do, and that's a whole nother show, right?
I told you.
Yeah, right? But only women could be born from that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right? Because it's two X chromosomes. So this Y chromosome had to be introduced, right? Again, maybe another show. She has this child, and then there are three wise men who, their wise before what people today refer to as Christianity ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These Magi. They must warn this child, send this child and his family to Egypt, they say, until they say Herod is dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about this idea of a rapture, if you go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6, all right, it says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection." It's Revelation now. It's the book of prophecy. So there is something called a first resurrection. "On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. This reality of a rapture is speaking to an awareness that is taking place called the Christ or the Kairos consciousness. Those who are being raised in intellect, those who are being raised with regard to their way of perceiving the realities that are taking place today, this is the rapture that's taking place today, where people are now having a different conversation about Scripture.
Wait. I'm listening, right? I'm trying to be
because
quiet. Are you trying to say there's no judgment day?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Your judgment day is, we just read in Hebrews 9:27, you're appointed once to die and then the judgment. The judgment day is every day because people die every day. Your judgment day begins when you can no longer do anything for or against yourself.
Right. Where the Lord come down and open the book of life and read my name, mm-hmm, and say, I can be with him in heaven.
Right.
So, talk about that.
So that Hebrews 9:27 doesn't say that. Let's just be clear. It's not me.
So where I get that from?
You got that from a doctrine that has been juxtaposed to an original Christianity and has been taught to us from the perspective of the Greeks and the Romans, who have us in this idea of waiting to be saved and waiting for someone to come and take us somewhere, which again, the Messiah didn't say. The Messiah said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So these people who won't go somewhere, I just warning you that that's not what the Messiah was saying.
You trying to say, I ain't going to heaven?
No, I'm saying you're already in heaven, number one, because the earth, listen.
I'm listening to you. I'm looking at Aaron and say, I'm in heaven now.
Yeah,
no. I thought I was going to have about 12 virgins in my heaven. This ain't working out.
Yeah.
This heaven ain't working out.
Let's be clear about what we're saying.
Muslim and me. Go ahead.
We must bring heaven to earth. We must build. And see, this is the lazy mentality that we have picked up from an oppressor that was not originally our way of life, that teaches us that someone, after you haven't worked, after you haven't put in the effort to do anything for yourself, why would anybody want to save you? Save you for what? To come be up there and be lazy? to come up there and be chipping the gold out of the road and putting it around your neck, huh? To be polluting the milk, the rivers of milk and honey, to be polluting
that. You want to stick your toe in the river of milk and honey.
That's what we're doing on Earth.
And you know everybody get drink it.
Right. We understood that this heaven is the word heaven is the word haven. All right? And it speaks to the fact that we as a people, if you go, you were talking about this ship, right?
Yes, I want to go back to the ship.
Right?
Because I know
it ties in.
Okay, go ahead.
Right? In Revelation 21, it talks about this new heaven and this new earth, and ultimately this new Jerusalem. All right? Because I always smile when people, it's a conspiracy theory when it's not in the Bible. Right? But when you read it in the Bible, if you don't believe it, you're a pagan. If you don't believe it, you're evil. So in Revelation 21:9, it says, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." It's your Bible, Niri. It's the one you grew up with. It's the one that we are supposed to be following for salvation. It's talking about an actual city coming down from heaven.
Can I be the spaceship?
Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because it has dimensions, right? This new Jerusalem in Sumeria was called Nibiru. This Nibiru, or a planet-sized ship that crosses the sky. In ancient Egypt, it was referred to as Res Manjet, right? In the Bibles that we hold today, it's called the New Jerusalem. It is a planet-sized ship. It is about the size of Jupiter or bigger, which is why if you were to see it, you would consider it a planet. You wouldn't say that's a ship. You would say it's a planet coming in the stand. But let's look at the dimensions of it. Having the glory, verse Revelation 21:11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. So this is also called the crystal city. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. Oh, so this heaven has 12 gates. So beware of the heaven with only one gate, because this one have 12, right? And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. This will go into heaven. These 12 tribes of Israel, according to this. The same for everybody. And the east, there are 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city. Now, this is where the dimensions come in. And the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. This is a cube. This is a cube that's rotating fast enough to make it appear as if it is an orb. All right? And this particular cube, and this is why the original books of the Bible had to be put back into our possession, so that we could understand exactly what we're reading here. Because this is not explained from the Greco-Roman perspective outside of something being supernatural. All right? This sounds weird if you haven't read it out of these tablets as we talk about each week, that are much older than the Bible. But just keep in mind, the United States of America now has a space force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't have a space force. You don't have actual budgetary line in your budget to fund a actual force where things don't exist. All right? Donald Trump brought that in. Right? So somebody knows that we have not only asteroids coming to this planet, but also planet-sized ships. And that these planet-sized ships have a group that they are related to, that they ultimately are looking for with regard to understanding how we're going to Earth. these ways, these rites, these rituals, this society here on earth.
Which New Testament chapter you were reading just now?
That's Revelation.
That's Revelation she's reading, right? Yes.
21. And
it mentions that this New Jerusalem coming for Jews. Right?
So,
but Paul said he helping us Gentiles, right? And I'm trying to say how I can sneak through the door if only for a chosen set of people and not Gentiles.
They tell you the names on it, right? Because Paul was an antichrist.
See?
Paul is the one who tell you don't mind 144,000.
Right. Paul is an antichrist. And if you go to the book of 1 John.
Hell hot. I guess tell you. What do you mention? John, hell hot.
1 John chapter 4. 1 mm-hmm. John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. That's what they're doing today. Right? Cecil say, I ain't believing nothing, but nobody tell me. I'm going to ask questions. And I'm happy for that. Right? But then he says, whether they are of God. Try these spirits to see whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Who talking about Jesus Christ or Yahshua coming in flesh? The Holy Coptic Church or the Black Messiah. Right? So we are of God. Verse 3, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. All these people who don't care what the Messiah look like and they don't care about the flesh of the Messiah, this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. It's been in the world. It ain't coming. It was already there. It was already something that the apostles of the Messiah or the Talmid, the students of the Messiah were actually dealing with, because they were dealing with the Greco-Roman misinterpretation that you talk about in John 1:41, where they say, we have found the Messiah who's being interpreted to Christ. Somebody was misinterpreting this entire doctrine and then giving it to us as if it was some type of salvation, which is why we have triggered the chaos that we have in our country and have had in our country from its inception. Go ahead.
So you now have me doubting that a rapture happening. Mm-hmm. Surely there's a hell. There got to be hell where Lucifer and his demons, demonic forces, can burn, mm-hmm. right? Because no one just tempted me. The guy, mm-hmm. So I know there's a demon. There definitely is a devil, right? Now I realize there's a New Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to heaven, apparently. At least there must be a hell out there that will burn.
That ain't what he say. He said you could go to heaven. It just will not require a plane ride. Like, you don't need a helicopter
he said,
to go
heaven
there.
Heaven on earth. I won't go to a different heaven where there's milk and honey and stuff.
On that note, before we go to the phone, there's a text here. The three questions, I can leave the most important one for last.
Okay.
Are the Anunnaki Nephilims or angels? You already Hebrew. Yes, right. What you think about it. I think this is the most important one. He says, I think that's Jesus calling the dancer now. Mm-hmm. Will the rapture include homosexuals?
Okay, no problem.
So that's the text I asked you a question. He also said, do you believe that is the real Ark of the Covenant that they found? It had blood on it with only female chromosomes, !
All right, so that's like four questions, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't have to answer the most important one. I go into hell,
no,
I don't mind.
No,
Cecil say he's bringing me.
I don't want you to go to hell, I want you to be with me.
I'm going to answer all of the questions.
Yes, right? Sir.
Because you got to try the spirits to see it.
Yeah, man.
See if they are the Most High. So the first question is regarding the Anunnaki. Let's just be clear. A lot of the, I guess, issues that we may have is because language barriers. Right, these mm-hmm. Anunnaki, as they refer to them, they're in your Bible, but they don't refer to them as Anunnaki. They just call them God. This word God in Hebrew would become Elohim. And if you look at it from that perspective, the word God, which we make God a singular word, but then when you go to the Hebrew, it's plural. All right, this word Elohim is talking about a group of beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Elohim, when you about these beings who are creating other beings. This has happened many, many, many times, not only on this planet, but on other planets. This is why when you do research on the planet Mars, they have a Sphinx on Mars, they have a face on Mars, they have a whole, what they call Egyptian, Martian civilization on Mars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this has happened on different planets all over the universe, right? But you had four principal angelic races. One being those referred to as the Iyigi. These are the elder angelic hosts who ultimately represent what we call air.
Mm-hmm.
They gave birth to those called the Awalina or the Niteru. The ancient Egyptians talk about these Niteru or Nateru, all right? And they represent fire. Then you have another group that represents water called the Nomos. These Nomos, these are your benevolent reptilian beings. These are those who actually brought with them the law. If you look up this word law in Greek, it's the word Nomos. They brought a law of self-preservation. When the Nateru and the Nomos came together and began to reproduce for different reasons, they gave birth to those called Anunnaki. The Anu, the one from on high, all right, the personification of the Most High amongst that generation, right? Anu, not of us, plural again, ki. So those of us who came from on high in groups of 50, these were beings, and they're referenced as Anunnaki in the Sumerian doctrine. This is where you hear Nibiru and Anunnaki. Mm-hmm. Now, amongst them, you have agreeable and disagreeable Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask the question, are they Nephilim? This word, again, Nephilim, it's talking about those who descended, who were cast out, those who came down.
Right.
So, yeah, some of them were Nephilim, but not all of them were Nephilim. This word Anak that we see in Scripture in the book of Deuteronomy is making reference, again, to the disagreeable branch or arm of them, all right? But they weren't all disagreeable, all right? Now, the other question was with regard to this rapture, the homosexuals,
mm-hmm.
right? What's the question again? The
question is, will the rapture include homosexuals?
Again, this idea of a rapture is something that was given to us to create this mindset of wait around, someone is coming to get you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scripture says that there are commandments and that those commandments have to be followed in order to be who actually live this way of life. It has nothing to do with being evil or good. The first commandment was to be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Nature dictates that if two women get together, they won't have a child.
Except for the thing you say about the gland just now.
That's not two women.
Okay, no problem.
That's one woman. That's not two women. Yeah. It's not.
Well, you ain't gonna be there neither.
What's able to watch?
Yeah. Parthenogenesis, they've studied it in sharks, right? But if you go back, at one point on this planet, there were only women.
Right.
So those women, they ultimately reproduced. They had a gland, you have a gland, that ultimately allowed for this to happen. Like I said, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, yeah. But I could be miserable and alone and reproduce. That's even better than being a lesbian. I could be honest with you. I like that one even more.
That on another show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I
want to
interrogate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this heaven without rules, without laws, without commandments, there is no heaven. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not about whether or not
evil or not.
It's, will the behavior be allowed? That behavior is not something that allows for us to reproduce. And if we can't reproduce, we can't keep our progeny and our numbers up to maintain heaven. So that's why it was something that would not have been accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And isn't accepted. This is the conversation that's been in the United States and Uganda and the United States. And, you know, they're talking about this idea of having a counterculture introduced to a people who for millions of years have understood the importance of reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's that's really what it's
I just about. Stick a, yeah. Before the rapture, and I know I ain't gonna be able to talk no more. Mm-hmm. What's interesting just on that point is the approach of some African governments, right, in response to foreign policy, human rights mm-hmm. push, which is like Rwanda, Kagame, and a couple others, mm-hmm. which is, we have homosexuals. Yeah, we know they're there. We okay. We good.
Right.
We can deal with that.
Right.
It's not the type of issue that you're making it. It is
right.
of concern, but it's not the conversation you're having is not the conversation that we're having
no.
about it. It's an interesting perspective.
I don't know how all this get talked about by rapture right. conversation, but let's go to the callers.
The boy want to know if I could be there with him.
I say I can make sure, negotiate that you no, come to heaven.
The real
with
question
me.
Is, do you identify with the three groups of 12 royal tribes? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. You need to be part of our tribes.
Aaron. Oh, we now.
I just want to get you to heaven, Aaron. I don't want you burned. Let's go to the caller. Caller there. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Are you part of the 12 tribes? Because I don't want you burned either.
Yeah, morning, Ms. Green, and good morning, I guess.
Morning.
I mean, I was going to comment and say I appreciate your concern for Erin, making sure she get that too, and everybody else, you know.
Yes.
I'm happy even you concerned about me making sure I straight do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, so I gotta put in my little thing, because who knows, I know the man, anyhow, you can find a way to say it. But I just want to say something to you, I guess, quickly too. I mean, last week he had asked me something about the king in terms of him being a Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But remember now, but my brother Anku, you know, we the individuals are supposed to be called by someone's name. They're supposed to be called by an individual's name, right? And mm-hmm. and Rastafari, as you know it, is Emperor Haile Selassie's name. His name is Tafari, but over there they put the Ras in the front of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like if CA was over there, his name would be Ras CA.
That's right.
You understand where I'm from? Yeah, so mm-hmm. so they put a Ras in the front of Tafari to give us Rastafari, and when you see and you say Rastafari, you are actually calling someone's name, so we are called by his name, because ain't nobody named Krishna, ain't nobody named Christ. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? His Imperial Majesty is the Christ. He is a Christ. No one named Christ, so when you say Christian, you're not being called by anyone's name in particular. So I just wanted to put that point to you, so just in case, look at it from a different perspective, just so you don't put that question to nobody else who might have the same kind of point of view, because that person is standing on someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know that kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all right. So, CA, when you're talking about this Judgment Day and end times, et cetera, right? From what I gather from it, right? It's going to be more of a simple thing. You know what I mean? Notice it was one thing the Bible stresses is truth. Truth. And the Bible says that when truth come, truth can make plenty of people uncomfortable. You understand? Even your guest, when he was talking, he said that Jesus was talking. He said, "Man, why y'all want to hurt me? I'm talking the truth. Y'all want to come and hunt me down for the truth. I ain't speaking the truth." It was the truth that was causing the problem, CA. You understand? So it's the truth. And when the truth reaches a point where it is no longer being able to be held down, that's when Judgment Day come. And Judgment Day is going to be for everybody who is on the side of the lie, because their life as they know it is going to come to complete end, because what the Bible also talks about is the end of the system of things. You understand? And that is what the truth is going to do. It's going to bring an end to the system of things. You understand? Because if you, like for example, let me show you what I'm talking about right now. Like in our society right now, right? Like, CA, you know CA, Ms. Green knows, and your guest knows that it is objective truth that Ethiopia is where the King of Kings title rule. We know this as a fact, right? We know this, right? But around here, if you mention that to the average person or to the Christians, they'll say you're a liar from the pits of hell. You understand? But then, but on the reverse side, they have a book, right? That in this book, it tells you that somebody is the King of Kings, who in the book telling you when he come back, he could be King of Kings. So nowhere in the book is he actually King of Kings, right? Right? But they go on by this book. And they tell you that some white man is the King of Kings with no kind of evidence, with no kind of backing, because it's a belief. You understand? But the truth is that a black man from Africa, from Ethiopia, is the King of Kings. Now, imagine CA, right? If the younger generation demand that truth become a reality, imagine what happened to all the churches around here. You see the impact the truth could have.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let me respond, though. Thanks.
Yeah, you understand where I come from, right?
Yes, definitely. Well.
I want to make one more point. Maybe you want to ask me something before I...
No, we're going on a commercial break, so make a quick point.
I can make a quick point. I just called back. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say other things, but that's all right.
Okay.
You have a nice day. Thank you very much.
I see the music is playing, so we need to take a quick break. I still need to interrogate hell. Because now we debate in heaven. I need to understand where there is a hell and where the Satan and his fallen... Right? Because I don't want to go to hell. I don't want Aaron to go to hell. I don't want Uncle to go to hell. I don't want the caller to go to hell. The caller, who calling right now? We're coming back after the commercial. I don't want you to go to hell. But I want to know if hell exists. Right? But this has been Cecil A. I forget my name. It's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
I came to heaven with that name. You already told him.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly. That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send pictures that search for crack crime Bahamas, then pick install, and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program have a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nurin. Of course, we have Dr. Cleveland Enius III, Ankusa Rao, who's a Kahoon of the Coptic Church of the Black Messiah, who's a critical theologist. And he wants to quickly respond. Call, I see you. I'm coming to you. But let him quickly respond. Then we go to our topic of there hell?
Okay. Sure. So the last caller, and I appreciate him calling as always, talking about Haile Selassie and this name that should be called upon. Haile Selassie, as I ended the comment speaking to you last week, is the 57th Baba or Pope of the Holy Coptic Church. Ras, this word Ras or Rais, is a word that means head, okay? And this head spirit or Karast spirit is where the word Christ is being interpreted from. So we too are called by the name of the Karast consciousness, as was Haile Selassie. So he's a part of that consciousness. I'm not really any disagreeing color All right. I just want to make it clear with regard to the language and the fact that we are saying, you know, similar things. All right. CA.
Okay. Let me go to the caller, producer, pastor caller through, so I get him to speak, and then we go to that question. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, boy. Your time is so short. I really wish any of you can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a caller that calls in always. His opening salvo is, we need justice, law, and order.
Mm-hmm. That's Bremen.
And that's Bremen, I think, because I used to spar with his brother,
mm-hmm.
Elijah Obed. But, you know, if we have order, there'll be no need for justice and law. So if you want to know where hell is, wherever you have to find justice and law creators, you're in hell. When you have order, that's heaven. I think that might put a stab in that.
I like that.
But, yeah, you know, seriously, that's so you know where you are now, but you know where you could be. Where there's order. But, you know, what we need to do is to figure out for ourselves what we're going to do when God shows up, as he does every day, every second of the day. So it's a personal issue. But, Nuri, I want you to look at this asteroid that's coming from the asteroid belt called Apophis,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's identified as 99942 Apophis. Now, it's going to pass us, right? Now, this is factual because we don't look up, so we don't study these things. But if it passes through Earth's gravitational keyhole, which is an area between our satellites and us, it's going to return in 2036. And because it went through the gravitational keyhole, it's going to be directed right back at Earth. So let's hope and pray in 2029, Apophis misses Earth's gravitational keyhole. You could Google that. That's mm-hmm. knowledge that's been out there for years. But finally, I'd like to say this. We need these young people to spend time in hospices, in areas where they actually watch people and listen to people and hear what they say when they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
I've had two experiences. When my uncle died, he was able to jump up just before the breath left his body, and he said, I'm not going this way, I'm going that way. I was fortunate to see my mom, and straight to the point where she died, and you know, she keep telling me, because I always talk to her, because I'm really interested in about death, and she says, you know, I keep seeing people that I know, and she went and pointed this side, and I keep seeing people that I don't know. Well, I said, Mommy, keep your eyes, your spiritual eyes, on those that you don't know. But then she wanted to see them a little better. Check this out. My brother and I turned her in her bed one night so she could be more comfortable looking on this side. And guess what? That was the night she died.
Mm.
So, you know, young people need to spend time with people who are leaving this place so they could appreciate this precious life a little bit more.
I like that. I appreciate it. Quickly with the hell, because I got to go. I have all the lines blinking
so
right
ultimately,
now.
Ultimately, the word hell is a word that means to cover, to conceal, or save. So other people won't be safe. You may be actually saving yourself to go to hell. Because at the end, this is what the word means. Some group of people have misinterpreted and ultimately put us in a position whereby the things that we need to actually digest scripturally and otherwise are concealed or covered. And when that happens, we are in a state of Hellenism. Hellenism, or Greco-Roman culture, is what Alexander the Great ultimately was warring and spreading across the world, or the known world as they knew it then. And we are still affected by that Hellenism today. So when we don't know our true religious identity, and we are not thinking the way that we're supposed to think and speaking and dressing and eating and functioning the way that we're supposed to be functioning, in the eyes of our ancestors, we're dead. We're in that hell. You understand? Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't caverns in the earth, but that's a whole nother show. There are caverns in the earth. There are beings in the earth. And this is spoken of in scripture, yes.
We can talk about that one another day. Beings into the earth.
Yes, and there are caverns as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get some of these callers in. Callers, you only have like 30 seconds to talk, but I can let you all come in right now. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but I just want to ask you, guys, so please don't be disingenuous, man. I mean, like, when I say call by a name, Rastafari is actually a person's name. When you say Glekarasnes or whatever, that's not a name.
No, that's a title. On, that's a title.
Yeah, but see, it's a title.
Okay.
Anyone have
so
a
his
title,
name wasn't his
brother,
name wasn't
brother,
that.
Brother,
we only have a certain amount of time.
So you're in the studio. Just give him 30 seconds, and you have the rest of the show to clear.
I don't have a lot of time on the show.
Yeah, brother, the only thing I'm saying to you, brother, is that Rastafari is a name, and Ras is a title, but the title is attached to a name, brother. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So please, please, brother, please don't try to compare the two, because the two is not the same,
well,
brother.
I'm not really having an argument with you.
I'm not having an argument with you either, brother, but it's just
okay,
that you were trying to, like, you know, trying to associate
point.
On an equal balance, brother. That's not
right.
The same thing, my brother.
I didn't say it was equal. I never used that word.
All it's right. Not the same thing. It's not the same thing, brother.
It's a part of the same consciousness, is what
yeah,
I'm
brother,
saying.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, it is, brother. But see, you stopping. But see, you don't want to come all the way down where you need to come. You want to stay way back in the day and look at some King of Kings or whatever from way back in the past. When we have one, we can see with our own eyes, you see? That's the problem I have.
I'm not.
Okay, but I got to go. I'm calling still.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I started the comment by saying he's the 57th Pope of the Holy Coptic Church. I don't know what more else I have to say.
Okay, let's go to my next caller. Go ahead, caller. You have 30 seconds.
Sir, I only wanted to ask, what did you mean when you said Paul was the Antichrist? I didn't understand that at all.
Paul actually spoke against what the Messiah originally came to teach. I think you may have to turn on your radio.
Okay, yeah. Let me respond to that, and then we'll have a whole show on Paul if you want. But
yeah.
Text me, and then let's take it. But let me quickly, go ahead.
The Messiah sent his disciples away from the Gentiles. Paul said he was going towards the Gentiles. The Messiah talked about the law. Paul spoke against the law. He spoke against what the Messiah actually came to teach. Thereby, he was anti the Messiah. He was anti the original Christ or Christ.
And I think that was Bishop Simeon Hall. So I because the respect I have for him, I need you to go in more detail because, you know, his Christianity is based on Paul's doctrine. I know we don't have time today, but on another day, I want you to readdress that and then allow the bishop to come in.
I have great respect for the
respect
bishop.
Respond to that, too.
Sure.
Say peace to the show. The Book of Thoth and Emerald Tablets mention about a spaceship hidden underneath the Sphinx on Egypt. Can your guest elaborate more on that? Is there any spaceship under?
I haven't been under there, so I don't know.
What about the Book of Thoth? They mentioned anything about those spaceships?
It's called Tahuti, originally. The Book of Tahuti. And it doesn't talk about under the Sphinx in particular, but again, there are caverns in the earth. So that's what it's talking about.
And I'm writing down it's caverns in the earth, so I can have a show on that, caverns in the earth. And you said there's beings in these caverns?
Correct.
So let me look what time I'm doing. I have 2 minutes. Let me say 1 minute because I have 1 minute to play the music. What do you mean beings? There's human beings and what are the beings?
You have beings.
Pinto.
You have beings that have been coming to this planet for many, many, many years.
Other than ones that God created?
Correct. Yes. This is why they had to create a garden to separate them from the beings that were already here. This is where Cain was able to find a wife, even though you don't have any record of his wife being created in this particular story. There were fallen angels that were cast to the earth. They created a city called Nod or Nud. And that city was a city of different types of beings. It's beings with six arms and beings
this
with elephant
trunks.
This is where
the Book of Enoch mentioned that Satan used to come down, used to rule earth, and used to come down and trade with these other beings on earth.
Yeah, that's a part of it, yes.
See, all kind of books I need to read.
Yeah.
Anyway, we run out of time. Aaron, thank you very much for joining me. This was Cleveland Aeneas III, Anku Sara, who is the prepared priest at the Coptic Church of the Black Messiah in the Bahamas. He's a critical theologist, right? Which means that he applies various...
Juxtaposes. Faiths, religion, doctrine, scripture to better understand.
Yes. Anyway, we got to bring you back. Of course, we can be back Tuesday, so we can interrogate maybe women. Of course, you got
to
come.
I mean, just in case. Let the people with the rapture know that I have to come back on Tuesday.
Yes, we tarry a little bit. Anyway, Guy Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.